Who, Lundinsky?
His wife is a Lundinsky.
Okay, so this relates specifically to the laws that pertain to us this year, being that Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos. It falls out on Shabbos, and it's pushed off to Sunday. Tries to go through everything that relates to the uniqueness of this year. The first thing we have to discuss, and we actually did discuss in the past, not that long ago, is what exactly is the status of the Tainis this year? This year, the ninth day falls out on Shabbos. We don't fast on Shabbos. We push the Tainis off until Sunday. Now, does that mean that the Tainis has the status as a nidche? It's pushed off. It's secondary. It's not on the day that's meant for it to be. So it has a lower status in halacha. And we'll give examples. Don't worry, we'll give examples. Or do we say no? Just because we push the Tainis off from the ninth day to the tenth day because of the honor of Shabbos, the tenth day this year, that's the Tainis. This is the real deal. And Shabbos is nothing. It's Ki'ilu, there is no Tainis whatsoever. Now let's take a step back. If we suggest that this year the real day of Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, it's just that practically speaking, we're not allowed to fast on Shabbos because the Chazal did not allow us to do so. So we push it off until Sunday. But on Shabbos, there is a residual degree of it being the Tzom Shel Tisha B'Av. The main nafkamina would be Dvarim Shebitzina. Okay, the main nafkamina would really be, and this isn't a very big nafkamina, is of man and marital relations. If that is something which is permitted on Shabbos this year, Shabbos Parshas, what we call Shabbos Parshas Chazoin. Now there are other nafkaminas, okay, but if on a more practical level, besides halachic level, it would be a matter of mindset. If it's really Tisha B'Av, a person in his mind should pay attention, you know, today is Tisha B'Av. And it's a different type of Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa, there's only one thing that's nogei halacha l'maisa, which is something that is very private. If you learn that, no, there is no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, period. So halacha l'maisa, that issue is not an issue whatsoever. And as far as the mindset of how you go through the day, this on Shabbos, next Shabbos, it's just like a regular Shabbos. Whatever you would do on a regular Shabbos, that's the presence of mind you would have next Shabbos. It's Shabbos Chazoin, okay? Shabbos Chazoin is not a regular Shabbos, but it's not a Tisha B'Av. It's not a day where you have to go and focus on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. This is a very big machloikes ha-poiskim. There's no resolution to this question. Halacha l'maisa, there are different opinions. You'll get the halacha that I told you, of Dvarim Shebitzin, Machlokes between the Rashba and the Rosh. Two of the major Rishonim debate this issue. The Rash was very lenient. There's no Tisha B'Av this year on Shabbos. Forget about it. There's only one Tisha B'Av this year, that's on Sunday. Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh quotes, the Rosh holds that this year, real Tisha B'Av is Shabbos. And therefore, a person has to be in that frame of mind that today is Tisha B'Av. And it just so happens to be that when we will observe the fast, we'll observe the fast the next day. And they're going to be nafkaminas. I'll give you one very interesting nafkamina. Besides what I told you, halacha l'maisa, that issue, the halacha l'maisa, b'dvarim shebitzina. What about if a person anyway ends up fasting on Shabbos? Let's say he has a bad dream. Tainus chaloyim. And he did not eat the night before. For whatever reason, he fell asleep, right? He comes home from work. He's very, very tired. And he goes to sleep at 6 o'clock, and he oversleeps. No one wakes him up for the Su'udah Shabbos. And that night, he has a bad dream, and he ends up not eating the entire day. Does he have to fast on Sunday? I got credit already. I already fasted. I fasted the heter. I'm not supposed to fast because it's Shabbos Kodesh. I'm an oinis. I fell asleep. And during the day, I didn't eat. Maybe I didn't have food. I got caught somewhere on the road. Okay, I was traveling the country. The car broke down. I ended up going into a hotel, and there was no kosher food, not even water. Couldn't even find water. I had nothing whatsoever. I ended up fasting, and it was Tisha. So do I now have to fast on Sunday? Interesting nafkamina. If you learn that ikatainis is on tespa off, you fasted. You did what you really supposed to do. You have no obligation to fast on Sunday. If you learn like the Rashba that says, no, in such a year, Chazal will oiker. They uprooted this day from a day of fasting. And the only day that is called Tisha B'Av, what we call Tisha B'Av, is only on Sunday. So Shabbos, you wasted your time. You fasted, okay, you fasted, but it's not going to count to fulfill your obligation to fast on the day when you're supposed to fast, which is Sunday. That would possibly be a nafgamina. Others want to suggest that even that's not a nafgamina. Even if you want to take the side of the rush, that really Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, so what? You're not allowed to be poiresh min hatzibur. If the tzibur observes the tainus on Sunday, too bad for you. You also have to observe the tainus on Sunday. Oh, you fasted Shabbos? So you fast 2 days in a row. Okay, if it's pikuach nefesh, obviously you're not going to fast 2 days in a row, but the nafkamina would be you just eat what you need to eat, and then you have to be memayit. A person has to eat because of pikuach nefesh, you're not allowed to eat kisuda shloima b'shaitai. If a person has to eat because of pikuach nefesh, doctor's orders, so you just eat the bare minimum. Whatever the doctor tells you to eat, and the remainder of the day you have to fast. So someone has suggested, even according to the Shita of the Rosh, who holds that Shabbos Mamish is still Tisha B'Av, and if you did end up fasting for whatever reason, you would think that it does count towards your obligation, and thus on Sunday you no longer have to fast. It's a nice argument, but not so fast, because of this other concept called Al Tifroi Shminat Sibur, especially with regard to the Avelus and of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so now these are the two. So now what would be Rayos to resolve this question each both ways? So we discussed it in the past, not long ago. The issues are as follows. What is the earliest source we have for fasting on Tisha B'Av? The Navi. The Navi says that there are four fasts. There's the Tzoyim HaRavi, the Tzoyim HaChamishi, the Tzoyim HaAsiri, and the Tzoyim HaShvi, the Tzoyim HaAsiri, will be transformed into days of Sosoyim V'Simcha. So that, and he's referring to the fast day of the fourth. The fourth is Shavasa B'Tamuz. The fifth is the fifth month of the year is Tisha B'Av, and the seventh is Tzom Gedalia, and the tenth is Asar B'Teves. The four fast days that relate to the different pivotal events of the Chor Beis HaMikdash. In these psukim, it does not say a specific day when you have to fast. Mm-hmm. We discussed that not that long ago, that originally the takana was, when was the fast day? Any day you want during these 4 months. And it was at the discretion of the Bezdin, of the Rabbanim in each community to decide when the community would fast in these 4 months. If for whatever reason they did not want to fast Shavasa B'Tamuz because there was some very important event, and people were distracted because of the event that was taking place, whatever the reason was. So you know what? The Bezin will decide this year we're going to fast on the 10th day of Tammuz, on the 2nd day of Tammuz, on the 20th day of Tammuz. It's the discretion of the Bezin what day of the month the Tzibur should fast. Thus, Tisha B'Av, you don't have to fast on the 9th day. Even though it's true the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 9th day or on the 10th day, Bezin will tell you when to fast. If they decide that they want you to fast on day 14, so be it. They want you to fast on day 20, so be it. It's their discretion. So in a year when the 9th day falls out on Shabbos, that's a no-no. That's a no-no. You don't fast on Shabbos. So when did Bezin decide to fast? On the 10th day. And even though today it's been standardized, and we don't go make up days, everything has been standardized. You fast Tzav Gedal, you fast on Shavuos Tammuz, you fast on Tisha B'Av, you fast on Tzav Teves, everything is standardized. Okay, that's fine. But with regard to Tisha B'Av and Chal on Shabbos, that was all built into the standardization of the Tzaymais, that the Iker day to fast for Tisha B'Av when it's Chal B'Shabbos is Sunday. So this would fit very well with the Shita of the Rosh. The Rosh learns that this year, the Rashba, that this particular year, there is no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, period. Nothing. There is no restrictions whatsoever. Dvar Meshevet Sina Amutar. There's no restrictions. The only fasting is the 10th day. And the 10th day, this is the day when Chazal L'Chatchila instituted that we fast in the 5th month, period. What's another proof to this concept? The Nusach of Chazal is that this year, there's no Sudas Mafsekes. In a regular year, what do we do Erev Tisha B'Av? We sit down on the floor in isolation. We do not come together. No mezumen. We sit down on the floor in isolation and we eat only one cooked item and we dip it in ash. The minhag is to eat a hard-boiled egg, you dip in ash with some bread and you sit on the floor. V'zehu! The Sudas Hamafsekes. This year, when Erev Tisha B'Av, what we call Tisha B'Av, is on Shabbos, like what we call Erev Tisha B'Av. So there is no Sudas Mafsekes. We have Sholosh Sudas. And Chazal say there's no limitation in what you can eat in this Suda. Afilu kisudas shloimei b'shaitai. Why did Chazal have to go overboard and use this expression? Just say there's no limitation. There's no Sudas Mafsekes. What are they hammering away? Kisudas shloimei b'shaitai. Take it all out. What are you talking about? It's Tisha B'Av today. It's Shabbos. It's Tisha B'Av. What are you having a Sudas Kishon B'Shaita? It's a joke. Shalom B'Shaita when it was a Beis Hamikdash. Shalom B'Shaita was a Beis Hamikdash. He built the people who do Beis Hamikdash. It's Tisha B'Av. The fast day will be tomorrow because it's a Nidcha. But today is Tisha B'Av. You can't have a Kisud Shalom B'Shaita. That's not the theme. That's not the proper approach to dealing with Tisha B'Av Shechal Yes B'Shabbos. The fact that Chazal chose the words Kisuda Shloim B'Shaita is an indication they're trying to tell you Eino Chinami. It's not Tisha B'Av, period. It's not even a Tisha B'Av in Devar Meshevet Sina. There's nothing to think about. There's only one Tisha B'Av, and that this year will be on Sunday. Okay, there's another source to prove, like the Shitas HaRashba, that there's no issue, there's no restrictions whatsoever on this coming Shabbos. Zero, you can do whatever you want. And the only fast is Sunday, and that's it.
How does the Rosh handle that?
How does the Rosh? He doesn't. Okay, the Rosh does not handle that. So you have to be. He doesn't. He doesn't talk about it. How are we going to deal with that? On the other hand, the Rosh is in very good company, because Chazal and the Masechta Tainis tell us, the Rosh says there are 5 tragedies that occurred on the 9th day of Av. The Meraglim came back on the 8th day, and the night of the 9th was a Bechiyo L'Doros. They received the slanderous report of Eretz Yisrael. They believed it. They cried over it. And Hashem said, you're crying over Eretz Yisrael? You know what? It will be for you a Bechiyo L'Doros. And then it was the Korban of the Bayis. Yishmai Sheni was also Beitar. And it was also when Nechasho Ha'ir, the city was plowed over. Chazal ascribed 5 things to the calendar day. If it was one thing, so you want to commemorate it on the next day, all right, maybe we can argue, especially the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was burnt, the majority of the Beis Hamikdash was burnt on the 10th day. But the fact that Chazal tell us 5 terrible things happened on this day, Beitar, the 2 Batei Mikdashos, and the Meraglim, plus Nechrasho Ha'ir, indicates there's something about the calendar day. And you can't push that aside. You can't brush that aside. That's a very solid proof to the Rosh. To the Rosh, you can't ignore what happened on this calendar day. And this is the day when we really mourn. No, it's Shabbos, so it's Nidcha. We push the morning to the next day.
Excuse me, the Meragelim They were punished. The Dor HaMidbar were punished.
We're still being punished.
That's
what Chazal. Okay, we don't know. Tzadik Vrela, we do not know. And Hanami is asking a very good question, but that's what Chazal say. If you're Pokri Pokati with Egel, we're still being punished for the Egel, and we're still being punished for
we
the Meraglim. Even though we were different people, we're new people, we don't know from Yonei Kabbalah, we don't know what it's all about. That's what Chazal say. It's a Bechila. So therefore, this is a proof that it really happened, that the day that we really should commemorate is the ninth day. There's another argument to be made, and that is the Gemara says that really, we should fast on this ride to the Rashba. There's a right to the Rashba, another right to the Rashba, that really there's no fast day on ninth day at all. The Gemara says, really, the Rabbanon, the majority opinion, wanted to declare the fast day on the 10th day of Av. Because even though it's true, it's the Bechila Doira, it's through nine terrible tragedies that happened on the ninth day, Chazal seemed to say, so what? That's not why you're going to fast. We're only fasting because of the Korban Beis HaMikdash, and the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on the 10th day of Av.
Yeah, but the Aschalta...
So the Gemara says, why then do we fast on the 9th day? Aschalta de Paranusa. The beginning has significance. But that's only an answer. The Gemara says the initial approach of Chazal was, it really should be the 10th day should be the primary day to fast.
Yeah, but we say Aschalta de Paranusa not only over there, we say it by Asar B'Tavis also.
That's another halacha.
The Aschalta.
There's also, it says in the pasuk, Be'etzem Hayayim Hazeh. It's also a Gzeres Akasa. It says only by that it is Be'etzem Hayayim Hazeh. It's true. But the bad point is, the Gemara does make this powerful statement that the real day of fasting should be the 10th day. We don't do that. I mean, we wait. Actually, the laws of the 9 days continue until the 10th day, until Chatzos, the 10th day. So you do take from this, this is more of a proof to the Rashba than it is to the Rosh, is that this really is the Ikar. This is really the Ikar day to fast on the 10th day. The only reason why we're fasting on the 9th day is only B'dieved. It's only because we have to dwell upon the theme of Aschalta de Paranusa, so we pushed it back a day. But in this year, when it's Shabbos, and we can't fast on the Aschalta de Paranusa, when you're fasting on the 10th day, you're fasting on the day that was meant to be fasted upon. Chazal, we had to work backwards because it's so critical for us to pay attention to this thing called Aschalta de Paranusa. But we can argue the Iker is the 10th day. So this year, indeed, we're doing what the Iker is the 10th day. And therefore, the 9th day is zero. It's not the day to fast. It can completely lifted, the prohibition to fast has been completely lifted. So these are the basic sources. So it's a Yisoyde Stigma Machloikis this year. The Rosh and the Rashba. The Rashba says that Tisha B'Av does not exist this year on Shabbos. Period. Zero. There's no Tisha B'Av. Kisuda Shloima B'Shaitai. There's no Dvarim Shebitzina. You don't have to walk around the whole day with your head down. Nothing. The only day to fast is Sunday. Period. That's it. And why? Why we have all these proofs? We have all these various ideas. That's when the majority of the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. And there's really no requirement to fast on a specific calendar day. It's Chazal's discretion from the Navi. Pick a day. Pick a day in Chodesh Av when to fast. So when it comes out on Shabbos, so obviously we're not going to pick Shabbos. We're going to pick Sunday. So that's it. Zehu, there's nothing more to discuss. The Rosh disagrees. The Rosh holds its Tisha B'Av. You walk around with your head down. It's a very sad day. The tainus, the element of tainus, we push off to Sunday. But Be'emes, it's Tisha B'Av. Keep your head down. There's Nogeh Halacha L'Maisa, two examples we gave. Dvarim Shebitzina. And number two, what happened in this bizarre situation where a person actually fasted? He actually fasted on Shabbos, Beheter. Does he have to fast on Sunday? No. I'm already with Yotzi, the Chavasai, unless you want to argue the argument that you're not allowed to be Poirei Shminat Sibar.
Shabbat should not have
Now we come to the next issue. Excellent. That's exactly what I'm coming to now. Part two. There's another nafkamina. Okay, there's another major nafkamina between the Rosh and the Rashba b'nogeya. The question is: there this year Shavua Shechal Boy. In the Gemara, the prohibitions that we observe on Tisha B'Av were only enacted according to the letter of the law, Shavua Shechal Boy. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Shavua Shechal Boy, we may not wear freshly laundered garments. We may not shave. What else is there? We may not do that. Eating meat is a minhag. It's not. That's not so common. Bathing, making shachianu, bathing. All the men getting married. All the minhagim may ikar hadin are only chal shavua shechal boy. Now, in a regular year, that's when these kick in according to the letter of the law. Halacha according to everyone, Ashkenaz and Sfardim. The Mechaber says, leave it at that. The Zehu, Asfardim, they do not observe the nine days. They only observe starting with Shavua Shechal Boy. Correct?
You know better.
No, I don't know better. You know better. Ain't a doime, a person who actually is in prayer practice. The Sfardim, the Mechaber says, all the laws of the 9 days, the Halachos only begin with Shavua Shechal Boy. The Ramah says, even though it's true, we follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, but there is a minhag, nothing more than a minhag, to extend Shavua Shechal Boy to Rosh Chodesh Av. This Friday, it's a minhag. Rosh Chodesh Av is when we extend the laws of Shavua Shechal Boy. So the question now is, let's follow the Sfardim, and I'll show you there are many nafkaminas for the Ashkenazim as well this particular year. Is there even a Shavua Shechal Boy? So if you look like the Rashba, that in such a year like this year, there's no Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, the real Tisha B'Av is Sunday, there's no Shavua Shechal Boy, garnished. So even Sfardim don't do any observance. There's nothing. Sfardim don't do anything this year.
Yeah,
nothing. You can eat meat. Eating meat might be different. Eating meat, even for Sfardim, eating meat is only a minhag. You should know it's not the same severity. Clothing and taking haircuts and getting married, shachyanus. Those are the things which are halacha. You have to differentiate between halacha and minhag. So for sure, wearing freshly laundered garments and taking a haircut is halachas. It's a davar chomer me'oid. Rav Moshe Feinstein says there's no heter whatsoever. People who go to work, Rav Moshe is very machmer on this. People who go to work, we're always under the assumption, oh, if you go to work, you can do whatever you want, right? If you make a parnasa, you go to work and you have to be among skayim, you're allowed to shave. Rav Moshe says, no, you're not. You can be makel b'shas hatcha gadol until shavua shechal boy. Shavua Shechal Boy Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to shave no matter what. No matter what, if you go to work, unless it's mamash b'kuch nefesh. Okay, if they'll fire you, you won't have what to feed your children, so maybe that'll be the kuch nefesh. But if they're not going to fire you for 2-3 days, Shavua Shechal Boy, Rav Moshe says there's no heter. It's halacha. You don't go to work on Shabbos, okay? You don't go to work on Shabbos, whether you like it or not, even if you lose your job. It's not a minhag. Svira, you can be makel. Svira, savelos, it's a minhag. What you do during Svira, if a person goes to work, has a job, he's a hotshot lawyer, and he has to look, you know, really snazzy in his nice pinstripe suit, then, okay, you can shave during Svira. But, Ben Amitzarim? Okay, you can be makel for the 3 weeks. You can be makel until Rosh Chodesh. You can even be makel from Rosh Chodesh until Shavua Shechal Boy. Once you hit Shavua Shechal Boy, there's nothing to be makel. It's halacha. Now it becomes a matter of halacha, not a minig anymore, and you're not allowed to be makel. This year is there a Shavua Shechal Boy, period. If you learn like the Rashba, no. It's on Sunday, Tisha B'Av. And therefore the whole week is not Shavua Shechal Boy. So therefore, Sfardim will have nothing to observe. Nothing to observe in the matter of halacha until Tisha B'Av. Nothing. There's nothing to do. Ashkenazim, then it's only a minhag. Ashkenazim, anyway, observe the laws starting with Rosh Chodesh. But then it would result that Ashkenazim are only observing the laws the entire week, not midin halacha, but midin minhag. Oh, minhag. Then there are a lot of grounds to be lenient. I'll show you in a few minutes some of the different leniencies that Abdul indeed apply this year, lefi those opinions that follow, that take a strict approach following the Shitas HaRashba, which you should know. I think that's pretty much what he says that we do. The Minhag Olam this year pretty much is to be Megel. We pretty much, it appears, what he says is that we hold that the only real Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, and therefore Shabbos we're very Megel. There's no available spitzina, and everything this year until the very, very end is really only a Minhag, even for Ashkenazim. Sfardim, Mikra Hadin, and nothing. They have to do anything altogether. Mikra Hadin. Even though many Sfardim, what I've read, were makabel upon themselves to be a little machmir to a degree, to each his own, not to totally ignore the whole Avelis, even in the regular year, they become like Ashkenazim to a certain degree. They have accepted upon themselves certain chumras, different groups, many different Sfardim, a very big variety of Sfardim, very large. It's not the correct word to say Sfardim, because then there are many people who subscribe to the sheet of the Mechaber, and there are different groups, but certainly this year, if you follow the sheet of the Rashba, but what happens if you follow the sheet of the Rosh, then you're in a lot of trouble. If you follow the sheet of the Rosh, this year is the most difficult year possible, because Tisha B'Av is then really on Shabbos. Shavua Shechal Bo starts Sunday, Mitzvah Shabbos. And not only that, you have to wait another day. You have to fast on Sunday. So this year would then result in the ultimate chumrah. So it's really amazing. You go make kotze la kotze. If this year you follow the Rashba, this year is the easiest year possible. If this year is, like if you follow the Rosh, then it's the most difficult. But not entirely. Let me explain. Because if you hold like the Rosh, then when is the real Tisha B'Av? Shabbos. Sunday is not really Tisha B'Av. Sunday is Wedoicha the Tainus. The real Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. Sunday is a Tainus Nidcha. It's pushed away. Then the Tainus becomes more kal. If a person has a headache, it'll be much easier to get a heter this year than last year, because it's not a real Tainus. The Tainus really should have been on Shabbos. It was pushed away, so we'll put it on Sunday. So Sunday, it's more kal. But if you learn like the Rashba, even though all of the laws of Avelos are very lenient leading up until Shabbos, but Sunday is the real Tisha B'Av, according to the Rashba. There's no grounds to be lenient on Sunday. It's the real deal. The same, whatever chumras you had last year on Tisha B'Av will be also this year on Tisha B'Av as well. So this is a very big nafkamina between the Rashba and the Rosh. When is the real Tisha B'Av? Will the real Tisha B'Av stand up and tell us where you are, and the repercussions are numerous? Now, let me give you some other examples. I'll give you very, very, Children run out of clothing very quickly. Okay, freshly laundered garments. Are you allowed to wash out your children who are above the age of chinuch? They're under six years old. You do whatever you want. Okay, Rabbi Sai in the back, please. Children, are you allowed to wash out children's clothing when the child is over the age of 6 years old? He's already the zman of chinuch habanim. So what is the halacha? So the answer is, it depends. During Shavua Shechalboy, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to. Shavua Shechalboy, a child has reached the level of chinuch habanim, of chinuch, and Shavua Shechalboy, it's a halacha. Talk about a regular year. It's halacha that an adult is not allowed to wear freshly laundered garments. An adult is not allowed to take a haircut. It's halacha, it's not a minog. A child who has reached the age of chinuch, there's no grounds to be lenient. Unless, whatever the situation, we're not discussing now unusual circumstances. But what about before Shavua Shechalboy? And he's a child that's already gil lechinuch, but he doesn't have a fresh shirt. He doesn't have a fresh pair of pants. then the halacha is you can be mekel with a child. Because he's only a child. Oh, but he has reached the age of chinuch. It's until Shavua Shechalba, it's only a minhag for Ashkenazim. It's not halacha. It's a minhag. You do not have to be machmir on a child who is he's a gil chinuch until you come to Shavua Shechalba when you need to come on to a heter. If your child can get by, b'shas atchak, then it's different. But if you there are grounds to believe. So this year, being that it's on Sunday, you can be mekel. You can follow, if you really need to be lenient, you can follow the shita of the Rashba, and the Iker Tzoyim is on Sunday, and there is no Shvua Shechalboi this year, and children, Shegia L'chinuch, they're already at the age of Chinuch, of course, L'chatchila, they should be trained and taught, they should not wear freshly laundered garments, put on your clothing way in advance. But, you know, sometimes not everything works out according to perfection. Things don't always work out. If it was halacha, you would be required to go the extra step. Now that it's only a minhag, you don't have to go the extra step. Sometimes, you know what the extra step is? Someone once told this to me. You know what the extra step is? Do you have to even go through the motions of asking the rabbi? See, if it's halacha, you have to call up the rabbi and say, I have a problem. And the rabbi says, mutulach. If it's not a halach, it's only a minute, you have to call the rabbi. It's mutulach right away. that's the difference sometimes between a nafgamina, between the, but okay, I'm just saying that as a joke. It's not really such a joke because really that's what it boils down to. Unfortunately, but you get the idea is that when it comes to children, the threshold to be lenient is much, much lower this year. Another example, cutting your nails. Are you allowed to cut, is a man allowed to cut his nails during the 9 days? It's a big machlokes, big shaila, cutting nails. One of the questions everyone is always telling me about. So if it's this year you can be mekel. This year you can cut your nails the whole week. Because you can rely upon the Rashba, that there's no Shvua Shechalba, it's only a minhag, and until Shvua Shechalba, you can make it, you can cut your nails, you don't have to be so machmir.
On Sunday night, when you want to eat, can you eat meat?
No, you cannot eat meat. We're not to that yet.
Sunday night?
No. What?
Sunday night,
Mitzoy? What, Mitzoy the time is, when time is over?
Yes.
No, it's a din of the tainus. If you're already fasting during the day, The laws of the fast, once you are fasting, the laws of tainus demand that you do not eat meat the following night. It's a law in the fasting. It's not a law in the day. It's not totally in the being the 9 days.
But if it is the
Shavuot, not allowed to eat.
But if Shavuot is...
It doesn't matter.
You can't eat tomorrow morning.
You're not in the morning. You can eat for breakfast. You can eat.
Get
up, Alois Hashachar. Alois Hashachar. You can get up 72 minutes before sunrise and have the meat waiting for you. What? The Teavon.
No, you should have par and the milky.
Milchaks. Mitzoy the tzoymi and mechuyiv. You have to have milchaks. Okay, another, let's see, another nafgamina this year.
Nobody makes mention of the fact that one Beis HaMikdash supposedly burned, the first one was on the 10th, and since the second one was the 9th, so we hold
I didn't
the
see that. And yeah, yes, I mean, they don't need to differentiate. They don't really discuss that. They seem to say that both are the same. That they both, I don't know.
I don't know. That's one of the,
Okay, it could be.
You know,
okay. And Shah, we'll get that later on. Yeah, sunset. Okay. Sunset. No toysfiz. You don't have to. Mamish bidyuks. Sunset. Sunset's when you tell. We'll get that later on. I want to first discuss the week before we come to Shabbos. Other nafkaminas. Other nafkaminas are, what about, this is a very interesting nafkamina. How long do you have to prepare your clothing in advance? The big machlek is how and always you before we have to remember before Rosh Chodesh, before Thursday, Friday. Friday, before Friday, Before Thursday night, you have to prepare the clothing you're going to wear for the week. Pants, shirt, undergarments, not, but a shirt and a pair of pants, whatever you're planning to wear during the week, they may not be freshly laundered. So you have to wear them for a short period of time. What is that short period of time? Big, big machlokes. Some of the most extreme opinion is, what? The most extreme opinion is, get a little of this, an entire day. You know where that comes from? And believe it or not, that's what it's an Ovel, Rachmana Litzlan, an Ovel who was doing Avelus during Avelus, the 7 days of Avelus, he's not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. Let's say he has nothing to wear. So the halacha is he has to ask someone else. Someone he can't prepare now, he's already in Avelus. He's supposed to ask someone who has the same size, same waist size. Okay. All right, maybe today you're right. Maybe you're making a good argument. Maybe today we're more makel. But I'm talking about what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Maybe you're saying good. But Me'ikar Hadin, a person who is in Avelus, has to give his clothing, and he has nothing else, so he needs another pair of pants for tomorrow, the next day, should give his clothing, freshly laundered garments, to someone else to wear for an entire day. A whole day. So some extrapolate from that, just like there, in order to show that it's not freshly laundered by an Ovel. So for the Avelus of Yerushalayim, you also have to wear your clothing at least for one full day. Now there it says, there's another opinion that says a half a day. Give it to someone to wear half a day. Others say, we don't do this, obviously. No, you never heard of a person wearing clothing to prepare a day in advance, unheard of. Why? First of all, it's just too hard. Okay, that's probably where. And number two, it's a different Avelus. Avelus Yishana. It's an Avelus Yishana, so we're not so makbid. Now, so what do we do? So you look in the Svarim, there is no answer. Some will tell you should wear it for 10 minutes. Some will write in the books you should wear it for 30 minutes. Some will say you do it for 5 minutes. Some will say you do it for even 60 seconds is enough. Some say don't even do that, just throw it on the floor. Throw it on the floor and trample it on the floor and shake it up. On the floor. You have to do it on the floor, on the dirty, filthy floor. Just make sure you first mop it and you vacuum and you can eat off it. Then you throw it on the floor and then you're good. You mop the floor, you sweep the floor, and then you take your clothing and you put it on the floor and you roll it on the floor for a few minutes. Some hold, even that's good. That's not really such a good idea, but some say freshly laundered, washed, yes. Halacha l'maaseh, it comes out of a washing machine, dry cleaning, either or. If you put it, either you wash it out with water or dry cleaning, done either professionally or by you, and that's called freshly laundered garments. You may not wear them during the 9 days unless you prepare in advance. For how long? There is no answer to this question. Some will do it for the biggest chumrah is probably a half an hour. I never heard anyone do it more than a half an hour. Maybe an hour I saw somewhere once. That's also a pretty big chumrah. An hour, half an hour in camp. We went for 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Then we
went
multiple camp.
Yeah, that's a bit. But all these things you can do, all these kunstim you do, you wear a few layers at the same time. Now, here is the nafkamina. Why are you not allowed to wear freshly laundered garments during? Well, during Shavua Shechalbai, that's the halacha. There's no room to budge. During the 9 days for Ashkenazim, not for Sfardim, it's a minhag. This year, you can rely upon the Rashba that there is no Shavua Shechalbai. So Ashkenazim, who are preparing clothing for the 9 days, it's only Mishum Minhag. You're not preparing it for Shavua Shechalbai because there is no Shavua Shechalbai. Therefore, whatever you did last year, you can be more lenient this year in how much time you have to wait. If last year you were makbid to wait a half an hour when you put on, you follow the shita that you found in the article footnote that said you should wait for half an hour, so this year you can follow the footnote that it says in another sefer you only have to wear it for 10 minutes. You can be makel this year in the amount of time you need to prepare your clothing in advance, because this year we can be samech on the Rashba that there is no Shavua Shechalbai. So this, what we're doing this year, is not midin halacha, it's midin minhag. And if you're going into the world of minhag, there's room to be makel. It's very important nafkamina.
If we go look to Ramo, that there is a Shavua Shechalbai, What do you mean
there is no Shulchan Chava? I'm telling you that we're going like the Rav. We're being soimeich on the Rashba. They don't do nothing. The Svardim do nothing this year. The Svardim may Iker Hadin need to do nothing. That's the Iker. What? No, we did Minog. It's exactly the point I'm trying to make. We, in a regular year, let's discuss a regular year, we make believe Tisha B'Av is on a Wednesday. Make believe if it's possible. It's on a Wednesday. So from Sunday to Wednesday, that is called Shua Shechalba. That is the halacha. Everyone has to follow that. The Sardim and us as well, Midin halacha. Now, what do we do? What Ashkenaz, what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, don't just do it from Shua Shechalba. Extend everything that you do Shua Shechalba backwards to Rosh Chodesh. But between Rosh Chodesh and Shavua Shechalboy, that extension is a minhag. It's a minhag. So Ashkenazim have a minhag that precedes the tekufa of halacha. This year, if we follow the Rashba, there is no Shavua Shechalboy. There is no halacha, period. Period. So Sfardim, do nothing. Nothing. Ashkenazim, we still start from Rosh Chodesh Av. We start from Friday, and we go all the way to Tisha B'Av. But this year, if we're following the Rashba, everything we do from Rosh Chodesh Av to Tisha B'Av is only midin minhag. Therefore, all of these leniencies kick in. Children's clothing, they're mechuyif to be trained. But if you run into trouble, you can be mekel. They're only a child. It's only a minhag. Adults, when it comes to cutting your nails, normally Shua Shechalba, you can't cut your nails. We're machmer. But during this year, you can be mekel. When it comes to how much time you need to prepare your clothing, if you normally are machmer to spend a certain amount of time to make sure that it's not freshly laundered, because that's the halacha, this year you can be a bit more mekel in how much time you spend to make sure your clothing are not freshly laundered, because it's only this year midin minhag. These are many, 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 many nafkaminas. Even bathing. When it comes to bathing, erev, it comes to bathing. Let's talk about bathing l'chavod Shabbos. Okay, do we bathe? Do we bathe erev Shabbos? Shabbos chazoin. Also, we talk about bathing the whole week as well. Okay, we don't bathe. We do bathe. We're very makel to everyone as an istinis, but it's also no geya. The severity, the toikef of how long you spend in the shower, can you use soap, the temperature. So this year, the laws are much more relaxed because there is no Shavua Shechalboy. There's no Shavua Shechalboy. The laws are relaxed. That's what it says over here. We can be much more makel this year, even in Erev Shabbos Chazoin, because the bottom line is we can be makel like the Rashba, that there is no Tisha B'Av during the week. It's only on Sunday. There's no Shua Shechalboy. Everything this year is a minhag. And when it's a minhag, the standards are much lower. You can be much more makel when, even though the chatchilo, you know, we try to be machmir, but we all are an istinis. We all need to do what we need to do because times have changed, but we try to be machmir as much as possible. To what degree? So this year, there is much more room to be makel.
Minhag is not like neder.
Right, minhag is no halacha, not neder. Minhag is a Jewish custom, which also can be a neder, but the standards of minhagim are much lower than the standards of things that are required of us midin halacha.
In the case of a suit, yes, the person can double.
Yes, people do that. They put on a few layers of clothing together to save time in order to appear for the entire week. Yes, they do that. Okay, he has another nafkamina. It's maybe no get your grandchildren going on a date wearing big day Shabbos. Okay, big day Shabbos. So this is a very big question. Are you allowed to go now? The big day Shabbos are not. This is in general the halacha people are not aware of, is that during the 9 days, except for Shabbos, you're not supposed to wear big day Shabbos, even if the big day Shabbos are not freshly laundered. You don't wear big day Shabbos during the 9 days. This is a halacha, is a minhag, it must be a minhag. Okay? You're not supposed to wear big day Shabbos during the Shua Shechalba, a certain day Shua Shechalba. So let us say you have a very important business meeting for a job, and you want to put on your Shabbos suit. It's not so simple. You should try to wear your Sunday best. Not your Shabbos best. I don't know if you get the joke, okay, but you're supposed to wear your best weekday clothing.
In this case, you can't shower, no?
What?
If he goes on a date, he can't shower.
Well, that's all part of the question. What kind of... There's some girls that are so far from, you know, it's a chasorin if he comes on a date during the 9 days wearing a big day Shabbos and he shaves and does all of these things. Like I told someone recently, someone recently asked the mechanic, someone that's in the business, a principal of a girls' school, and this person has been in the business for decades. And what does this person do half the time? I mean, so they're supposed to be involved in teaching the girls, right? They're the principal, whatever they are. But what is the job really all about? What are 99% of the phone calls? Inquiries about a girl for Shidduchim. This girl's in your school. Okay, tell me about her. I have a son. I want to know about this girl. So this person said, I heard this secondhand, but I know the person. I know who the person is well. And I heard the story secondhand. And I believe it 100%. Is that I know this person heard every possible question you can ask about a girl. There is no question you can ask about a girl regarding Shidduchim and this person has not heard. The strangest things to them, whatever they are. And a couple of weeks ago, someone asked this person a question they never heard their whole life. What was the question? Do you think this girl will be the next Rebbetzin Kanievsky? So this person was so baffled. He said, I've heard of no one ever asked me about such a question. No one ever asked such a question. So a girl like that would be very disappointed if you come, if you smell good on a date. Because it means you're not so religious. It means that you're taking a shower during the 9 days, right? Right? Okay, but in any event, it's not the way it works in the real world. In the real world, so the question is, can you wear big day Shabbos during the 9 days for a pegisha? Pegisha is the Hebrew word for a date. So, you know, so Rav Chaim Kanievsky and the Shevet HaLevi or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, they all get involved in the Shabbos. They basically say that generally it's better not. You should try to wear your best weekday clothing. Oh, but it's a shidduch. I don't know what the state, obviously you can't generalize because these are very delicate matters. But it's not such a
You're allowed to get engaged in the 9 days.
You're allowed to get engaged in the 9 days. So but who says you're allowed to wear, who says you're allowed to wear, shave and wear freshly laundered clothing? High lechud v'high lechud. On Tisha B'Av, you're also allowed to get engaged. Are you allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av? No. High lechud v'high lechud. Okay, so it's not so simple that going on a date overrides the prohibition of wearing your big day Shabbos during the week. Okay, obviously you can't generalize. I'm just even though we're just drawing out a basic idea. It's not so simple. However, this year, there can be a lot of dates in big day Shabbos during the 9 days. Because they all say, because since there really is no Shavua Shechalboi, and all of the prohibitions are only minhagim, and that also has an effect on the custom not to wear big day Shabbos. Big day Shabbos is an outgrowth of wearing freshly laundered garments. So this year, for a date, you can put on your Shabbos suits. Because there's no real Shavua Shechalboi. All right, it's very late. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to continue. We left off yesterday some more matters of the Beis HaMikdash.
Why not?